with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. It was a very busy day in sports yesterday, including Selection Sunday for the NCAA March Madness tournament. But first, check in with the pros in the NBA, where the two top teams were on opposite ends of their games yesterday. The Eastern Conference leading Cavaliers were upended by the Magic 108-103, and it was the Thunder over the Bucks 121-105. Elsewhere, 76ers down the Mavericks. Lakers beat the Suns. It was the Nets over the Hawks, Trailblazers beat the Raptors, Timberwolves over the Jazz, and the Clippers down the Hornets. NHL play, two overtime games. Jets defeated the Kraken 3-2, Avalanche over the Stars 4-3. In other games, Blues down the Ducks, Oilers over the Rangers, Islanders beat the Panthers, Utah beat the Canucks, and the Red Wings shut out the Golden Knights. There were three tournament games in NCAA basketball yesterday. Florida beat Tennessee for the SEC championship. Memphis wins the AAC over UAB, and Michigan beat Wisconsin for the Big Ten. Eastern Sports. So turning to the March Madness tournament, your top seeds will be Auburn, Duke, Florida, and Houston. Four other teams will be on the floor tomorrow for the play-in. In NASCAR racing, it was the Pennzoil 400 yesterday. Josh Berry takes the checkered flag, followed by Daniel Suarez and Ryan Preece. In Major League Baseball, spring training has one more week to go, but with an overlap, the Dodgers and the Cubs will be playing regular season games tomorrow and Wednesday to begin the season. And then a week from Thursday, March 27, is when the remainder of the Major League Baseball teams will take the field. And then you have pro golf. You had the Players' Championship ending in a tie yesterday afternoon late at 12 under par. You had Rory McIlroy and J.J. Spahn with the tie and the end of sunlight. They will have to tee up this morning for an aggregate three-hole playoff about 9 o'clock Eastern time. This is SRN Sports.